This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Sheban's with us. George in New Hampshire's with us. Joe in Arkansas is on hold. Joe, please stay with us. George, did you have any final comments that you'd like to make about some of the things that we've been talking about?
I'll just say that, it's the old story was if you want something done right, do it yourself. And this dependency cult that we've gone into is going to be countered by the independent cult, meaning basically, Renaissance men and women who basically are going to say, look, I'm going to be able to be self-sufficient to the best of my ability, and I'm not going to take things for granted. And the last thing I'll say is just Arthur Godfrey, I used to listen to him when I was in the 60s, when I was a boy. I used to like the radio band, still do. But he said this, for all of the drivers out there and travelers on our byways and highways, they asked him, 26 years without a ticket, without an accident, nothing. And they said, Arthur, how do you do it? And he says, I drive as if everybody else out on the road is crazy. And that's the advice I'm leaving you with, all right? All right, thanks, for Cousin Vinny, and thanks, Red. Take care, all right?
Thanks, George. It was good to hear from you.
Bless.
Isn't it great? Isn't it great to hear from George? Yeah. Thank you, George. Okay. Joe in Arkansas. Welcome. You're on with Rich Even.
Hey, good morning, Rich and Vincent.
Hi, Joe.
Good morning. As much as I hate to say, I have to agree with what George just said.
Are you talking about the dependency cult?
Well, yes, and the country is being divided up physically, mentally, spiritually. And Vincent, you see it all the time. The people are in la-la land, and we're not going to be able to count on them. It's up to us.
Interesting you say that. Very interesting that you say that. I found out yesterday, I believe this, but I didn't realize that it absolutely, positively is true. And that is that our own government is paying people to sit on the sidelines and watch websites, forums, to comment, to listen to broadcasts such as USA Prepares, then go to the Internet where they are... the broadcasts are available, and then trash us, and just stir up controversy. And we're going to be talking about this soon. And we're going to have a guy who actually tracked down exactly who the CIA, where they operate from. And here's what he said. I heard this yesterday, right from the guy who discovered it. He said that the CIA types will go on a forum. Let's say there's a broadcast, and we'll just say his name is Tom. So Tom has a show, and Tom is affiliated with other broadcasters. So someone from this group of degenerates will go onto the forum where Tom's broadcast is and say, Tom, did you hear what Mike said about you? That's it. To put that doubt, and then go to Mike's website. Mike, did you hear what Tom said about you? And then have all of these broadcasters try to figure out what the other broadcasters said about them when actually nobody said anything about anybody. To just stir the pot. Now, why are we doing this? We are actually, our tax dollars are being stolen from us at gunpoint. because I am not voluntarily paying taxes. If I stopped paying taxes, they would come and hook the cars, the house, whatever we have, our bank account, whatever. I'm doing it because they have a gun to my head. Otherwise, I wouldn't do it. Well, that tax money is being used to beat me up. And people like me and people like you guys. That's what's happening. It's an outrage. These guys need to be rooted out, found out. Can you imagine working at a company that hires you to trash people just because, without reason? And they say your job is to listen to these radio shows and then go on to these websites and then beat up the broadcasters. Whether you agree with them or disagree with them, your job is to beat them up and to cause controversy, strife, divide the people, and keep everybody off guard and tied up. That's your job. And then you come home to your spouse, and your spouse says, "Oh, how was your day?" "Oh, it was great. I was able to beat up everybody today." That's what they're doing.
Well, Vince, that is their job. Their job is to be, like you mentioned, professional posturers, chaos, distract them down and divide the American people. We've talked about this for years. Their job is to demonize, discredit, and delegitimize us, the people, especially people who come up with ideas and solutions to assist and give advice to the bottom 93%, because they are supposed to be slaves. And like George was saying, and like Joe was saying, you know, with the healthy and the cancer cells, and that's why I use the analogy of cost shifting, because everybody is bought and paid for with this corruption. And you mentioned the, Facebook and Google and Amazon. I've talked about this before. It's been published many times. They make billions of dollars in contract with the CIA, which is your tax dollars, for cloud services. And this is why we call for whistleblowers. We need heroes. America needs heroes. We all know, everybody knows that everything's corrupt and manipulated. I mean, look at this. Here's an article. Ship seized in record $1.3 billion cocaine bust, which belongs to J.P. Morgan, one of our biggest banks. As Wall Street celebrates rising stock prices, companies are literally shutting down all over America. Weekly mortgage applications drop as rates rise and homeowners pull back. A deep rate cut is required to battle ugly earnings trend. This is one of the reasons why I'm giving ideas and solutions with lowering the back end, the long end of the yield curve. Let the little people refinance all their debts, get out of all the variable debts, lock in to a fixed rate. And even if we do go into negative rates, do it at the long end. I know this makes no sense with supply and demand and free markets. We have none. It's gone. The system is too corrupt. It's too broken. Let's eliminate or reduce the debt for the little people, and our economy would churn, especially with the zombie banks. There's so many. We have so much debt. Let's stop the bailouts. Stop the QEs. Stop printing money out of thin air. Stop fractional reserve lending. And especially stop stock buybacks. Basically, all these programs are designed to be welfare for the rich. Say the, you know, bailout, the too big to fails, the too big to jails. You know, all this extra liquidity is for banks. Everything is for the wealthy. Nobody is creating programs, monetary programs, which is a QE program for the little people. If we can reduce debt and have light at the end of the tunnel programs, we can have our economy go back on track. And no one's talking about this because it doesn't make sense. Well, nothing makes sense. That's why I mentioned these articles. Tell me what made sense in the articles I just mentioned. I mean, we have a congresswoman, Ilhan Omar, marrying her brother. We have a congressman who's talking about Libra, Facebook's counterfeit program for cryptocurrencies, and he thinks he's talking about LIBOR, which is the London International Bank. We got Epstein charged with child sex crimes all over the place. A politician who is pushing gender-neutral bathrooms charged with child sex crimes. I mean, tell me what makes sense in any of these articles. This isn't me speaking. This isn't Rich speaking.
articles in the public domain. This is why when I bring a lot of these things up, I try and talk about ideas and solutions to help the little people, because the little people has no representation, no rights, and no restitution under the law.
Joe,
so pardon
your
my
comments?
Little rant, Vince.
Joe, your
like
comments?
Say, yeah, well, George is right. There's no integrity in the government, and so they don't care. They're not going to do anything for us. And at the
how
end of
can
the day,
how can we respect a guy like Barney Frank? How can we respect a guy like Gloria Vanderbilt's son, Anderson Cooper? He's a homo, right? Ellen DeGeneres, she's a homo. We have homos as cheerleaders on television in prime spots. And they're proud of it. They are proud of their obscenity. They're proud of being a degenerate. They're proud of being perverted. And Rich says it over and over and over until he's blue in the face, and that is the bars and standards are being lowered, and the GDP seems to think it's okay. They seem to think homosexuality is okay. They seem to think that the first person, Omar, the first person who married her brother to commit immigration fraud was elected to Congress. Can you imagine that? She is the open supporter of female genital mutilation. She was elected to Congress. Now, Congress, the 116th Congress, was sworn in, and the media was just wetting themselves because of all of this remarkable diversity. They were so pleased with the new Democrat members. So we have a woman who married her brother and committed immigration fraud. She's elected to Congress. We've got Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She is like committing treason. Then we have Rashida Tlaib, and she uses the term MF-er. Really? Talking about the president? This is the best that we have to offer in Congress? And then we have, yeah. I mean, Barney Frank? Really? We have Kristen Cienma, and this is the first bisexual atheist to be sworn into Congress? She refused to take the oath of office on the Bible? We got a bisexual in Congress.
I think at the end of the day, you guys know we're all on our own. And I'm not advocating violence, but until you hang a few of these people, nothing's going to change.
No, they used to. When I lived in Virginia, there would be parades going down, you know, the main drag. Main Street was nothing. It's like four businesses. Most of them closed up, you know, like the rest of rural America. And it wasn't quite as bombed out as Detroit, but it was on its way. Well, during these parades, you'd see people that you didn't see often. And you'd walk up and down, and you'd say, hey, I haven't seen you in a while. How's it going? And the comments would always come out, you know, what we need here is a few more funerals. And what they meant was when the people die, and they were thinking natural causes, who are running the show, that's the only time we're going to have change. That's what they would say over and over and over.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
For Stevens with us, offgridmontana.com. Joe in Arkansas is with us. One quick question I have for Joe. Joe, a couple days ago, I lost my temper on the air and I disconnected the call with one of our class members because he was off topic. Did that resonate with you?
Oh, I was so glad you did it.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me why.
Because you deserved it.
You know, tell you a quick short story. So I was on Republic Broadcasting years ago, many, many years ago. And a guy called up and he used the S word on the air. And I jumped him right then and there. You know, I'm paraphrasing. I said, wait, hold it. We don't use language like that. And he said, well, the other hosts allow it. And I said, I'm not the other hosts. Yeah, I'm paraphrasing because it was several years ago. So I'm not the other host, and I don't allow it. And if you're going to be on USA Prepares, you will not use that language. Period. And I just jumped this guy, and I just beat him up on the air. I mean, there was no wait. There was no delay. There was no fuse. It was just instant ignition. And I lost it right then and there, and I just beat this guy up on the air. And he was very surprised. He just was stunned that I would not allow what I would consider profanity on the air. And then later, months later, I was at a convention in Texas. And John Stadtmiller and I were there, and we were walking down one of the aisles. And we were side by side, and we were just chatting, you know, not loud, just between ourselves. And there were a couple guys behind us, not like right on our tail, but, you know, a normal distance behind, walking behind us. And the guy behind said, "Are you Vin Finelli?" And I turned around, and I said, "Yeah." He said, "That was so cool what you did when you beat that guy up for swearing on the radio." That's the first thing he said to me. So it must resonate when this happens. And I've only done it now 3 times in 8 years. Twice to the same guy, Mark from Illinois. He got it twice. Because he's not paying attention. Not that he's not intelligent. It's just that this is not an open forum to say whatever the heck you want to say whenever the heck you want to say it. I expect people to... I don't have any rules. I mean, there are no... If you go to the internet, you can't find rules for USA Prepares. It's expected that we will be polite. It is expected that we will not use profanity. It's expected that we will speak the truth. It's expected that we will be ladies and gentlemen. And that's it. Pretty much anything else goes. But being impolite, that's not acceptable. Using profanity, it's not acceptable. And beating up other hosts, it's not polite. I mean, I will not do it. As a matter of fact, I'll make a statement. One thing that I don't do, and I don't always agree with the instructors. I don't. But I don't beat them up and say, "Have you lost your mind?" Or, "I disagree with you." I don't do that. Because they are 80% of the broadcast. I think I'm 20% of the broadcast. Maybe. Okay? And then the commercials are the other 300%. But I really appreciate what you said, Joe. And I was, normally I don't lose my temper. I just don't. I sit here, I try to be, you know, quiet and not combative. But I will not allow USA Prepares to be a soapbox for anything goes. I won't. And I won't allow homosexuality on USA Prepares. I mean, people are welcome to try, but they will get sliced and diced. Joe, any other comments before we end this segment?
No, I appreciate you letting me vent, and I appreciate Rich's passion. Have a good day.
Yeah, well, he's absolutely passionate. Hey, thank you so much, Joe in Arkansas. Rich and I'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Another setback in the Senate for the bill to provide health care to September 11th attack first responders who became sick because of their work. Kentucky Republican Rand Paul stopping Democrats who wanted to unanimously pass the bill on a voice vote. Paul says he wants a debate on the bill because it includes new spending.
We need to at the very least have this debate. I will be offering up an amendment if this bill should come to the floor, but until then I will object.
Despite Paul's action, the bill is still expected to ultimately win overwhelming passage in a few weeks. The Democratic National Committee's security chief warning Democratic presidential hopefuls not to use FaceApp, the popular smartphone app that's been trending lately that makes people look older, security experts saying it was developed by Russians and raises security issues. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. God, you're...
Take my...
When you go...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Off a grid, Montana. That's the website, Rich Even's website. And I've been listening to commercials, and I wrote down a few notes. And the commercial advertisements that I've been hearing on the radio have to do with these topics. Now, I am not maligning any commercials. I'm just making an observation. They have to do with the IRS defense. Defend yourself from the IRS. Defend yourself because your reputation has been besmirched. Defend yourself from disease. Defend yourself by moving away to another location. And then I heard the term, quote, IRS enforced compliance, end quote. That's exactly what I was talking about when I said that I pay taxes because there's a gun to my head. I get to volunteer to pay taxes because there's a gun to my head. And if you don't volunteer, you'll have your property stolen from you. It's as simple as that. So, just an interesting observation about what I'm hearing all around me. And I wanted to make one other comment. Rich, we haven't talked about this, but Elon Musk, E-L-O-N space M-U-S-K, that's his real name. Actually, it's Elon Reeve Musk, R-E-E-V-E. So we may think that he's an American. No, he's not an American. He was born in South Africa. Elon Musk is a South African. I just thought I'd let you all know that he is not an American businessman. And he wants to put a chip in your brain. And he wants to be able to communicate directly to your brain. Just thought y'all might want to know that. This guy, I think, is about as dangerous as any person on the planet. He's like probably in the top 10. He wants to hook your brain directly up to computers starting next year. That's 2020, next year. And why? Why? Now, back in 1980, Bert Bertonis and I were having some fun, and it was in March, and we decided we would write an April Fool's joke in 1980. Well, that's like 40 years ago, right? Almost. And we claimed that we invented that technology as a joke. And our press release was sent out to major publications all over the country. New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Popular Science, Popular Mechanics. You know, all the major publications at that time in 1980. And we spelled our names backwards. He was Sinotreb, which is Bertonis backwards, and my name was Illinef, which is Finelli backwards. And we claimed that we were inventors. And we invented this TX bus. TX bus, as in computer bus. And that it would reroute signals to the brain. We claimed that we did this. And people wanted to throw money at us and invest in our corporation, and we wouldn't allow it. But people were calling like crazy, just wanting to know how much money they could throw at us. And we didn't accept any of it. It would have been fraud. We were just a couple of young guys having some fun. It was a joke, but people didn't believe it. They thought it was real. So here we are, and Elon Musk thinks that we can implant these circuits. He calls them chips, but we'll just call them circuits into the brain and control people. That's coming. I believe it's coming. Rich, even any thoughts on the dangers of Elon Musk?
People submissive. It's to dumb them down. It's to control them. There's the elite have an addiction to power, money, and control. And and that's one of the reasons, Vince, if you don't mind me taking a microphone here, because we don't have a lot of time.
No, please do.
You know, I just want to, let me just go over a few more articles. And this is why we do this, folks, is because we try to make the truth obvious to see what's happening in America, because everything is in reverse right now, and nothing is for the prosperity or the control of one's own destiny if you're one of the little people in the bottom 93% of income earners. I'm on investmentwatchblog.com right now. I think it's Michael Snyder's, he ran for Congress, blog. Very good information in here. First article, I don't know how I can maintain this face of joy and warmth when I have to go home and forage for food in other people's garbage. Next article, H.R. 1 for the People Act of 2019 some crazy stuff in this bill. 16-year-olds registering to vote. Another big pharma giant caught in massive bribery scandal, reportedly involving thousands of U.S. doctors. Liberal professor warns Google manipulating voters on a massive scale. Now, you know, do we make fun of liberal people here and there? We absolutely do, because when they're proponents of false flags, lies, propagandas, hoaxes, and an agenda that eliminates the people controlling their own destiny, we are going to say something. In fact, someone sent me last week a little tongue-in-cheek. It's kind of a joke. It is a joke. And I'm gonna read it here just for a little humor here. It starts this way. A woman in a hot air balloon realized she was lost. She lowered her altitude and spotted a man in a boat below. She shouted to him, "Excuse me, can you help me? I promised a friend that I would meet him an hour ago, but I don't know where I am." The man consulted his portable GPS, replied, "You're in a hot air balloon approximately 30 feet above ground elevation of 2,346 feet above sea level. You are at 31 degrees, 14.97 minutes north latitude and 100 degrees, 49.09 minutes west longitude." She rolled her eyes and said, "You must be a Republican." The man replied, "I am. How did you know?" "Well," answered the balloonist, "everything you told me is technically correct, but I have no idea what to do with your information, and I'm still lost. Frankly, you've not been much help to me." The man smiled and responded, "You must be an Obama Democrat." "I am," replied the balloonist. "How did you know?" "Well," said the man, "you don't know where you are or where you're going. You've risen to where you are due to a large quantity of hot air and possibly affirmative action and quotas. You've made a promise you have no idea how to keep, and you expect me to solve your problem. You're in exactly the same position you were before we met. But somehow, now it's my fault. Priceless." You know, and I realize that political correctness has doomed America. And one of the things, you know, like Vince, you mentioned, you don't agree with everything the instructors say. And I think you and I are probably 99% in agreement on most things. The only thing, and we're not doing this to be controversial, we're doing this to be human. Because that's what discussion, that's what humanity is about. It's discussing things, it's picking certain battles so the little people can win wars. Now, one thing, you know, when you talk, and I'm going to be very controversial to Vince, and he's not going to like me hearing this, and we talked about this on the air publicly, and one thing, I believe one of the reasons for the homosexual such platform is because the powers that be want to reduce population. Okay, this is my personal feeling. Now, even though a lot of people don't agree with that, I want to stick up for the kids, and that's why I talk about pedophilia and the Epstein situation, because the kids. When I talk about adult mutual consensual sex behind closed doors, don't shove your lifestyle down other people's throat. I don't care what people do behind closed doors, as long as, you know, everybody keeps their business to themselves. But where I have a problem is the kids don't have consensual sex, okay, with an adult. I think they're being used. I think their life will never be the same from this type of abuse. And again, Americans are not prudes, okay? I don't care what people do behind closed doors, but I think kids and old people should be protected. And my biggest thing when you talk about different groups, whether it be homosexuals, whether it be females, whether it be certain skin pigmentation or sexual orientation or religion, the big thing for me is that when people basically feel entitled because the narrative that's been pulled down from the elite, from the powers that be, in order to create chaos and division, these are all divide and conquer strategies. When people feel entitled to play the victim group status card and then demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job and keeping a job because of what group you're in. That's when I've given thousands of examples on how this has metastasized like a cancer into our culture, our traditions, our heritage. And basically when what the left has done is delegitimized, discredited, eliminated the dignity and the value of work, because now hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications matter less today than they ever have in the history of America. The history. So when I see people being used to poison us against ourselves because the narratives are being passed down to make us submissive, so all the money goes to the welfare for the rich to be bailed out, to not even have consequences for their crimes because they're part of the elite group, that's where people like us have a problem. Because you can't, when you insult the work ethic, the ability, and the intelligence of every group out there, a.k.a. group identity politics, a.k.a. victim group status, you are degrading and disrespecting all these people when you say they can't compete. And you never, ever empower a group or a nation by lowering the bars of standards and expectations and reward mediocrity. Basically what it does is eliminating the opportunity for so many people. And everything now is based on what group you're in. Race, gender, sex, religion, ideology, generation. They're going after everybody. And we cannot allow the powers that be to manufacture perception, pity, guilt, and sway public opinion by holding on to the narratives and the talking points. These are all divide and conquer strategies. Now, Vince, you have extremely high standards, and I get it. I really, you know, I understand. I just don't care personally what people do behind closed doors, as long as they don't shove their lifestyle down other people's throats. And I think that we can't, you know, here, the powers that be on the left, basically the Democrats have been hijacked by the globalists. We all realize that. Everybody knows this. And I will finish that statement on the back end. But we have to stick up for the kids, for the old people. We have to. And if they can't stop pedophilia and guns.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timeshare cancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, please continue.
Well, the exclamation point on what I just said before the break, Vince, is, the powers that be, they want to control the population. They have an addiction to power, money, control. They want to create not just an authoritarian, totalitarian, socialist, communist, tyrannical, fascist-type state, which we're heading into very fast. They can't even stop pedophilia. They can't stop illegal immigration. They can't stop the crimes in the sanctuary cities and the gun-free zones and the black market guns. And this is why the little people need to stand for principle, because we're getting to the point. I mean, some people, I bet they think when I read these articles that I get off the internet, published articles in the public domain, I bet there's people who think I actually make this stuff up. That's how screwed up things are, because we're not going to control our own destiny if we, A, don't pick our own battles, and, B, don't have the ability to control our destiny, and, C, don't give ideas, solutions, and suggestions for thinking outside the box so people can have a good life. 100% of what I say is to benefit the little people, the bottom 93% of income earners. Because every message, every delivery, everything from the is sanctioned from the top down in the mainstream media and the establishment. Everything is sanctioned. Every message, every word, everything is carefully scripted. Every gesture to make us submissive and break our will and to create chaos and to distract, to dumb down and divide the American people. I've given thousands of examples of this over the years. And if the little people don't try to control their own destiny, I mean, look at the unit of measures of despair, from suicides to drug use to obesity to, I mean, on and on and on. The people are not happy. And happiness is what makes a good life. And when you're happy, you have the ability to not just hone certain skill sets, but you can pass information on to other people to make their lives better. And when you have everything that's rigged and every message that's censored and everybody's surveilled for the purpose of blackmail or blacklisting or just controlling the population, it's the only people who are going to benefit are the very few people at the top. We have to basically not allow ourselves to be bought and paid for, because that's what the mainstream media is. You know, Vin says this all the time. We're all volunteers on USAPrepares.com. We try to benefit the little people. Everything I mention is in the context of trying to give ideas and solutions that hopefully will get to the White House or some people at the top that could benefit us. Because I don't see, when I look at net worth, when I look at prosperity, when I look at controlling one's own destiny, I look at GMO foods, hormones, steroids, antibiotics, all proteins, enzymes, amino acids, even yeasts, everything's being modified. We're not getting the health and the homeostasis in the body. We're basically depriving ourselves of not just a good life, but a healthy and prosperous one as well. And this is one of the reasons I talk about off-grid living, which I do, and I talk about hunting and fishing and raising animals and growing our own produce. And it's a great life. And I hope more and more people decide to take the plunge and learn new skill sets, because I don't see our freedoms and our liberties getting better under a totalitarian, authoritarian, censorship, surveillance state. And this is why we need the whistleblowers in the Googles, in the Facebooks. We need heroes like the Kevin Shipps and the William Binneys. We need heroes to stand up for the little people, because we have no representation, and even we have no restitution under the law. I tried to hire years ago 30 attorneys. Consulted with him. Only one attorney took my case, and he dropped it. He probably got intimidated by the company that I was going to do something about. And so here we are. We live in a country where we have more attorneys than the whole world combined. But if you don't have, as one attorney told me, enough group self-pity points as a poor/middle-class white male heterosexual with a Christian name, you have no restitution. You have no protection under the law. And this is where we're at. So we better stick together, folks.
Yeah. And I was thinking about our son, who's in his mid-20s. He's been dumped by his girlfriend of 5 years, and all he's looking for is a female who is without tattoos, without piercings, without a drug history, who doesn't have a criminal record, and doesn't have a pre-made family with multiple fathers. Can you imagine that? Try to find one of those. Rich Even, thanks so much for being with us. See you next
My
week.
Pleasure, Ben.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.